Greetings in Jesus' name on the 16th day of April, the year of our Lord, 2024. Currently, we're still in Iowa, and we are praying that God would continue to help us and encourage us as we are preaching a missionary meeting and making the broadcast early here at my home office. And I'm praying that these broadcasts will continue to be a great inspiration and an encouragement and a blessing to you. I've chose this platform this week as an opportunity to preach a series through the book of John, and in particular, John chapter number 4. And it's a wonderful opportunity to have been able to have a little mini-series because I'm making the broadcast ahead of time. And I want you to be challenged this week by Christ, our example in soul winning. And John chapter number 4 teaches us the wonderful truths about Christ being our example in soul winning. Yesterday we talked about he went out of his way to witness to this woman. And what an example he is, that if we're going to be a soul winner ourselves and reach others with the gospel, we will have to go out of our way. We will have to have courage and strength to be able to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and go out of our way to reach others for Christ. Also today, I would like to spend some time thinking about this. He spoke with her about her even when he did not feel like it. He spoke to her when he did not feel like it. The Bible says in John chapter 4 and verse number 6, "Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour." I've emphasized in our reading today the word wearied. Jesus, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. Jesus, the God-man, went through tiredness during his earthly ministry, like many of you do, on a daily basis. And he did not let that affect him, though. He was faithful to continue to talk to her about her soul, even though he did not feel like it. He was wearied with his journey. What an example that Jesus Christ is to each one of us, that even though he was wearied with his journey, he continued to reach out to this Samaritan woman. I wonder, dear friend, today, where does that leave the rest of us? Oftentimes in the course of life, we get wearied with our journey. I know that many times in preaching and in teaching, I get wearied along life's journey, especially the last several months as we've been battling many health setbacks in our life. Going to the pulpit has become very wearisome at times. But when we step into the pulpit, as we did just a little while ago during the chapel services, the Spirit of God fills us with His power and fills us with that special touch that allows us to be able to preach in a way that we not normally could preach. But because Jesus Christ has filled us, He's given us the ability to be able to continue on. Even though Jesus sat thus on the well and was wearied with his journey, he still continued to talk to this woman about her soul. I'm praying that today God would help us as servants, that even though along life's journey we become weary with the trials and the details of life, I'm praying that God would help us to continue to persevere and to press on. My dear children, we must press on, for it won't be long. We must press on and reach others with the gospel. We must tell others about Christ. In the midst of our bodies that sometimes fail us, in the midst of our emotional distresses, even though we're weary, Christ was weary, but yet he pressed on. And we become weary ourselves, but as we press on for Christ, we're able to be rewarded with the joy of leading others to Christ and seeing families transformed by the power of the gospel and seeing marriages put back together. We're able to experience all of this. And what an example that Jesus Christ is to us, that even though he was wearied and sat thus on the well, he kept keeping on. You've been listening to the Wings of the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to T. Bell at metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled Tuesday, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.